Time now to take five for your community. BMW, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Beth Gabhart is with us today. We're going to talk about the first annual Davies County Farm to Table Dinner. Beth, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about this concept. Some may not understand. I know some of the other cities and surrounding communities have done this, and thank you for bringing it to Washington. Great idea. The farm-to-table concept, what is it all about exactly?
Sure, the farm-to-table concept, what that is about is taking a look at our agricultural gifts within Davies County, our local farms, our local produce, everything that we have to offer from that aspect, and really taking those and making them the highlight of a dinner, so that way we can really take a look at Davies County and what we all have to offer and put that on a community table for everyone to come together for a special dinner. To thank our farmers and to thank our growers and to be grateful for the harvest that we have and really take a second look at everything that we've been giving. So most of these, like you had said, have been done in areas, rural communities, where, again, we just want to highlight those farmers and those that give us the harvest that we have. And they're outdoors, so we take the outdoors and we make that special dinner and try to get the community together to share in that community meal.
Well, and Lord knows it's been a rough year for the farmers this year. If you talk to any of them, with the amounts of rain we've had. So we got to band together and show our support for these guys, because they work countless hours, especially during harvest season, and put a lot of effort in to make sure we have that food on our table day in and day out.
Absolutely. So, you know, when you look at that, you want to give thanks out to people like Farm Credit Services and Heartland Magazine and those people that are involved with our agricultural businesses, because those are the people that we want to, again, go back to and say thank you for putting in those long hours and trying to give us the best harvest that you can give us when dealing with the Indiana weather. It's unpredictable.
That's for sure. That's an understatement sometimes. Exactly. August 25th is the date. August 25th, circle on your calendar. That's a Sunday night. And give us the rundown of what's going to happen this night. First off, this is on Main Street at the old German American Bank parking lot, right?
Absolutely, yes. We're going to have it downtown Main Street in that old parking lot, and it's going to be set up with beautiful decorations. And we're also working with the Davies County Historical Society that's got pictures of old farms and different things. So we're really going to take that to the next level and really pull in the community on that. So it's going to take place on August 25th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. We have a great menu. We have turkey kebabs that are going to be sponsored by Purdue Farms. We're going to have brisket made by Big Al's, fresh harvest veggies with squash puree, confetti corn, different types of salads, Amish rolls, local honey, deep dish apple pie. So a lot of good things that are taking that bountiful harvest that we have and creating new and colorful dishes that's going to highlight them.
Making me hungry. And you know, if you're missing Yolanda's cooking, Yolanda's a big part of this dinner.
Absolutely. She is one of our main chefs. So if you are missing her cooking, she is definitely going to be there. She's going to put her creative twist on those turkey kebabs, the confetti corn, all those special salads that she had at her restaurant. So we're really looking forward to seeing her face again and working with her.
And then you've got some entertainment for the night too, right?
Absolutely. We're going to have a singer that is going to be singing some acoustic music, nice and mellow stuff, just to keep the atmosphere nice and relaxing for everyone. And with it being the end of August too, we're going to be having it in that parking lot where we have some shade set up, some potential fans as well. So please don't let the heat deter you from this event. It's our first annual one. We've only have 150 tickets we are selling, so we're hoping to sell out soon.
Yep, that's it. When they're gone, they're gone. So if you don't have your ticket for the farm to table dinner yet, be sure to get yours. Now, you've got a Facebook page set up. That's where you can go to get those tickets, right?
Absolutely. Or the Davies County Chamber of Commerce will have those as well. You can get online, get those orders. And again, the special dinner we'll have there will also include two bicentennial coins that will get you two alcoholic drinks, your choice of wine or a bottled beer.
And if you want the tickets, again, the Chamber of Commerce or the Farm to Table, Davies County Farm to Table Facebook page, what's the cost for the night?
It's going to be $50 per person. And again, the proceeds are going to be going back into the Heartbeat of Washington, that nonprofit group, and a couple of other nonprofit groups that are helping us put together this dinner. So we're super excited for them. So all those proceeds, again, go right back into the community.
Gonna be a fun night. Save the date, circle it on your calendar, and be sure to get those tickets, because when they're gone, Get them today. The Daviess County First Annual Farm to Table Dinner. It's going to hopefully be an annual event, right? That's the goal?
Absolutely. And actually, I can tell you, next year, our goal for this, when we created this, was to rotate this event throughout the county to highlight different parts of Daviess County. So next year, it will be held at the Corning Irish Heritage Center out in their area. So we're already working with them, and they're following us along so they can take the lead for 2020.
All right. Great job, Beth. Again, the Farm to Table Dinner is Sunday night, August 25th, 7 to 8:30, on the German-American Bank parking lot of Main Street, downtown Washington. Get those tickets and be there. My wife and I are looking forward to it. Going to be a fun night. Beth, hats off for spearheading this and putting it together. We look forward to a great night.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Take Five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.